This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you all well and your Ramadan is going well. And welcome to another episode of our series this Ramadan, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and Imam Ibn Majah also mentions this narration. Imam Al-Hakim also mentions this narration. And Imam al-Bukhari also mentions it as a hanging narration. And the rules of hanging narrations in Bukhari are different to the normal narrations that we find in Bukhari. But in all cases, the scholars deem this narration as sound. The narration states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي مَا ذَكَرَنِي وَتَحَرَّكَتْ بِي شَفَتَهُ. That I am with my slave as long as my slave remembers me, and because of me his lips move. Right? So here we see, brothers and sisters in Islam, and we've been discussing this in previous episodes, but when we speak about the remembrance of Allah, we speak about it holistically here. This narration is dedicated towards those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by keeping their tongues moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's many talking points here. Firstly, obviously, is this idea of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of our actions, so he's close to us in terms of what we do, what we say, etc. But this is a specific, unique type of closeness, right? This is a closeness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with members from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not for everybody. Okay, this is a unique type of closeness. It's only for for certain chosen members of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no doubt, these are the members of the Ummah who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping their tongues moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn, subhanallah, from this narration, that remembering Allah with our tongues entails the lips moving. It doesn't entail a remembrance of Allah with our heart and the dhikr taking place in our mind without any actions being experienced with our tongue and our lips. And the scholars have discussed this, and they've said that whoever remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their heart, then they're rewarded for it. But more completely is when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their heart and their lips and their tongues, right? So there's movement. And in this particular narration, we learn that this unique closeness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with certain members from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is unique and special, specific to those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with both their heart and their lips and tongue, meaning there's movement with their lips, with their tongue. And also, it's not just movement without thought. It's not just a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a habit without any internal connection, but rather the heart also is engaged, and the lips and the tongue actually go through a process manifesting exactly what the heart is going through. So here we see the complete forms of dhikr. And generally, brothers and sisters in Islam, we should pay attention to these things. The idea of when we get evidence and it says recite, then recitation means that the lips move and the tongue moves. It doesn't mean a remembrance merely done in the heart. And even now in Ramadan, we're reading the Quran and we want the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It entails a recitation whereby your tongue and your lips move as well. Many people, you find that they have this habit whereby they're just reading with their eyes and there's no tongue movement, there's no lip movement. Basically, the eyes or what the eyes see is being read in the heart. The rewards that specifically highlight, or the narrations that specifically highlight reciting something, and then as a result of it you get the rewards, entails exactly that, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the completeness of the rewards, they are based on actual recitation. So if you're reading the Quran with only your eyes and your heart, then you're losing many of the rewards. You need to engage your tongue and your lips as well, along with your heart. And this complete process when reciting the Quran and engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately brings all the rewards. And with the Quran specifically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that every letter recited is equal to 10 is equal to a hasana, and a hasana is equal to 10 rewards. So here, every letter recited. Also, when it comes to Surah Al-Kahf, for example, the rewards of it, and also the benefits of it in terms of warding off the Dajjal, may Allah protect us from all fitan and trials. Ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever reads it. Reading is a concept well known in the Arabic language, and it entails the movement of the lips and the tongue. It's not an idea of looking at it and reading it in a different sense, but rather physical reading. So this is a point, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to us, but He has a unique closeness with those who do certain acts from them, remembering Him with their heart, with their lips and their tongues. And also we see in the Quran other examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha ma'alladhina taqaw." That we have moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do, right? That's from taqwa. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah has a unique closeness to those who do good, right? They do good to other people. So because they are people of ihsan and they're muhsin, they do good to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a unique closeness with them, which is different to the general closeness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with His creation. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. This is another example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a unique closeness to those who are patient, subhanallah, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a unique closeness to parts of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see from these examples with those who are patient, with those who do good, with those who have taqwa, and with those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their tongues and their lips, and no doubt with connectivity to their hearts, that it's a complete process of them engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one other point we also highlighted from this, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that for us to get rewards, especially with those narrations that highlight to us the rewards for doing things, and they specify recitation, then this no doubt entails the lips moving and the tongues moving. So this is something for us to be aware of, take heed of, so that we don't just lose so many rewards due to being ignorant of this. Sometimes we do know the lesson, but without realizing, subhanallah, we actually speed read, or we're reading with our eyes without any activity taking place with our tongues and lips. So I leave you with these words, and I pray it's a means of you having an even more fluid and amazing Ramadan. Until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.